Hey guys, guess what? It's Friday. Yes, it is Friday, March 20th, guys. You're listening to the Ralph William Podcast, and it is Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So it's time to get the stress out of your mind, out of your body. If you're working a regular Monday through Friday gig, the weekend is here. Summertime is upon us. Everything is gravy. Well, maybe not summertime yet, but it's getting there. It's getting there. Get a positive mind and attack the weekend with happiness and joy. So let me get my plugs in. Follow me on Twitter, at the Ralph William on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram, Ion Health, EYEONHEALTH. That's Ion Health, EYEONHEALTH. If you're looking to do some martial arts and you're in the Pennsylvania area, do American Killer Bees, PA, located in Stroud Mall. They do boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, cardio, kickboxing, any physical activity you want, they got. So make sure to contact Matt Perez at all their social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and they will hook you up with a free trial class. If you're looking to step up your footwear game, it's springtime, so why not? Check out FabFabe81, F-A-B-F-A-B-E 81 on eBay. That's F-A-B-F-A-B-E 81 on eBay and get your hookup. All right, guys, this is going to be part two of the Hopi tribe in Arizona where we speak to Adriel Cueva and give us a little inside look on the Hopi culture and her gifts as a medicine woman. So, this is going to be maybe a one in a month, maybe two times a month we might be doing this. So, make sure to follow me on podbean.com where I do a podcast, a live stream podcast on Wednesdays and Friday nights and Saturday nights. So make sure to follow me there. And all your questions that you might have for her, you bring them along and she'll take care of them gladly. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. This is part two, the Hopi Native American tribe. Okay.
So everyone out there, like if you can imagine your spit bubble, tell me what color it is and I'll tell you about you.
That's a good game. That's good. Good job, yo. That's good. Mm-hmm. Way to interact with these people. What would your spit bubble look like? It's a lot better than a drinking game. I'm thinking green. I'm probably wrong. So what's mine? That's what Mike is saying. He's thinking green.
I'm thinking green, but I'm probably wrong. So, Mike, you're actually right. Because, I'm going to say this, and this is recorded and everything, but this is just for, like, my archives to Mike. I normally don't get along with people that are green. So your orb is actually correct. You are actually green. So for me saying that, I hope we remain friends forever. it's just that I clash with people that are green, because green means that you're stuck up, you're driven by money, you tend to take followers. I hope I'm saying that right. You get people on your side. And it's not really good. But the good thing about being green is that you're everything's on the surface. So everything looks good. You look good. You speak very well. But those can actually be used as tactics to be a mean person. You're very aggressive. You figure out loopholes. You cause loopholes for yourself. Yeah, like there's a lot to a person that has a green orb.
I think Queen says that she sees blue, but it's rainbow now or something like that. That's what she said.
Wait. Project says white. White isn't a good thing. That's actually sickness. So white and like a pus yellow, those are actually like cancer. Like that's almost like cancer. You might have to pop your bubble and do it again. You're probably not all the way open. Like you're probably hesitant. That's why it's white. You're unsure. Rome says that's brown. Are you saying that you're brown? If you're brown, that's really bad. Like if you're brown, that means that you are purposely, or your spirit is purposely pushing other spirits away from you, because brown orbs, they actually have a smell. So your orb literally, I'm not joking, your orb probably smells like shit. It probably smells like throw up, or if a disease had a smell, that's what your orb smells like, or like bad breath, or a dead body.
Your orb needs an enema.
Yeah, so I would say pop your spit bubble and do it again. Queen says mine was blue. I now see rainbow. You're probably really excited about this. If you're seeing rainbow, it's nice. Supposed to be and remain one color. So you're probably excited about this information, or your spirit is really happy that you're actually giving it its true attention. So, tell your spirit to calm down and maybe do a few deep breaths, and tell your orb to focus, and then do it again.
Project says he sees white and black dots. That means you have glaucoma, brother. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, when that happens, you probably have stronger beliefs in something else. So your mind, your focus isn't going to be in your orb. So that's you're kind of like neglecting it, maybe.
So what's a good way from what I've remembered from your podcast, that you say that doing these types of things kind of drains you. Is there a way for us to send you some good vibes and healing things so that you're not as drained from doing not healing workbook, because you're not healing, but explanation of your gifts? Is there a way to make somebody feel good with this, or no?
No, for someone like me, no, because it's our job. It's our job to take all of this, like your hurt, your pain, your negative thoughts, your sicknesses, you're supposed to give them to us, and it's our job to dispose them. So no. So after this, honestly, I'm probably gonna go to sleep. But like, it's just our job. Like that's what we're supposed to be for the people. A lot of people feel bad for me, but don't feel that, because
what is the end game for someone like you? What is the end game for someone like you? What's to come after this this world? Like, is there something that the Hopi culture says, that you know, you guys go to your creator, or do you guys come back? I don't know. I didn't get too much detail on that. How does that work?
So for us, we have to live and die alone. So that's pretty much my, no, that I'm talking like medicine people. But they say that when us medicine people, when we pass away, we don't get to go home. We don't get to reunite with our families or anything. For us people that have gifts or like leaders, like chiefs, we all go to a place where they have a like a chair, or I don't want to say a throne, but like we have a place with the greats, I guess, like, you know, the strong the ones or the
The greats.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, the greats.
Yeah. So when I pass away, I probably won't be able to see you guys, or not even like my family. Like I would be somewhere else. When it comes to people, you guys get to go to paradise. So obviously, yeah, like somewhere great. Like, you know, you return to like let's say you were the most happiest when you were 16 years old. When you pass away, you actually go back to being 16.
So you go back to your happiest moment.
Yeah. And you remain that forever in paradise. If you're a shitty person and you pass away, obviously you go to a place like hell. And there it's like, I've been there before, because when I accepted this gift, Creator, which his name is Masao took my soul out of my body to show me, you know, again, like I said, spirits were the ones that taught me, and they showed me what everything that I'm supposed to know as a medicine person. So he took my soul out of my body and he took me to hell. Now, hell, or what I've seen, I'm not going to say our beliefs, but what I've seen when I was there is you're in this giant pit. It almost looks like a snake hole. And when you look up out of this pit, you're seeing chiefs, and they're drumming on drums, and they're singing. And this song, it's so eerie, it's scary, it gives you anxiety. And basically the song that they're singing is supposed to amplify your pain. So
it's a shitty place.
Yeah. And when I was at the bottom, there was a lot of people and they were standing in line. Okay. So whatever you pass away from, you're in this pit with that pain, and it doesn't go away. Another thing that I've noticed, was that when you're standing in this line with whatever you died from and you're still living with, or you're still standing with, if you can even stand, you take one step a year. So think about that. You take one step a year. So let's say you get hit by a car and you're crippled. You're being forced to stand for one year until you get to take one step. Because at the end, or at the beginning of the line, you're actually walking into a pit and or the fire. So when people talk about judgment day, that's your real judgment day. Your judgment day does not come to you in heaven, so to speak. Your judgment day is in hell. So you have this line of people that done bad shit. And when I look at these people, they come from long, 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 long time ago. So for me, when I'm looking at these people, I'm just like, holy shit, what did you guys do long time ago that made you guys, you know, you're still standing? And this could be like in the BCs. Like, I'm standing next to somebody that was from BC. But Masao, he put me in front of the line. And this guy, oh my God, this guy was melting. And it takes Masao 1 year, 1 whole year, to tell you of every single bad thing, bad thought, bad gesture. A whole year, 1 whole year. Telling you that while you're standing at the pit before you take your last step. And if you cannot explain yourself, like why you had that behavior, if you cannot save yourself, it's like take that last step. So I don't know how long that guy's been standing there, but I was crying and I was holding this guy up. And I don't know where he came from in the world. I don't know if he was Italian. I don't know. But I was holding this guy up and I was talking to Masao. I was crying to him, begging him, like, I don't know what this guy did, but he's paid for it. Like, let him go. He's sorry. He's in pain. Like, just let him go to paradise. Like, I'm talking to him in Hopi, like crying, begging Masao to just give him that relief, you know, that you know. And he's like, no. And so the protectors that are in that pit, they were trying to pull me away from this guy. And this guy was like melting on me. So his skin was peeling off of his body and it was stuck to me. And I was grabbing onto this guy. I was crying and I was like, no. And like, yeah. And they took him and then they threw him in there. And I just remember falling. Like I fell. Like I was just so like weak and I was just like I just couldn't believe what that was happening. And Masao, he put my soul back into my body. Everything in my body was hurting. That's why when people say, "Oh, I died and went to heaven and I came back," they're lying. Because when people say they have those experiences, I always ask them, "Did your body hurt?" And they're like, "Oh no, like I just woke up like I was sleeping." Like you were unconscious. Because when your body like when you actually die, everything in your body shuts off. So when your soul goes back into your body and you wake up, your body is working harder to pump blood to get everything circulating. So when my body, like when my soul got back into my body was hurting. I was blind for like a week and it hurt to like if you just barely touch my skin, like I'm just screaming because it hurts. Your body's so sensitive, but that's what happens if you choose to be a bad person.
Okay, I got one question. Well, two questions. One is Masao. So Masao is like, I hope I'm saying his name right. Is he like the, how do you say, like the one who judges you, or he's
Yeah.
the person? Okay, so he's not like in Catholic, like God, right? He's not. He's not God. He's just a guy that judges you, decides where you go, right?
He's our God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's
Honestly,
not like the
like
God
hope.
of the happy place. That's what I'm trying to say.
The happy place has nobody because everybody's equal.
Okay.
So paradise or heaven, they don't have someone higher. Everybody's equal. So Masao, he's not the devil either. He's just really fair. He's a fair person. So yeah, like in paradise, there's nobody above anybody. Like
Gotcha.
not even like a priest or they're everybody's the same. But you know, I'm not knocking Catholic or anything. I'm just saying like that's just what we believe.
That's
There's
cool.
some people that go to paradise and they're just unable to come back. So no one really knows, but as far like looking into the window of paradise, because I can't go in there. I can't see past that window. I just see and everybody's just this is the same.
Okay, and we have a question from Queen. She says she has somebody over, and I guess her bubble, she sees the color yellow. What does that mean, if you can do it?
That's like a sick person. That is, it's
Okay.
almost as bad as a cancer, like a cancer disease. So that's not, but that determines personality, not your health. So I don't want you to freak out thinking, oh my God, my friend has cancer. No, it's just it's like that. It's just as bad as having cancer. So that would tell me that you're ultimately like a sick-minded person as far as not having the right personality the majority of the time. That's why I always tell people like pop your bubble and do it again. But you need to be open. You can't be half-ass about it, because if you're half-ass about it, then you might as well just be yellow. Just stay that way.
And she also has a question, another question saying, am I coming? She wants to know if she's come talking about Queen. Is she coming back? Because she just wants to, I guess she's saying she just wants to go and be with God, or is she going to be coming back and live a different life?
Let's see. Wait, I'm reading a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I coming back because I want to be done, go to God? I live too many lives. I don't want to do it anymore.
Or should that
No.
be in
I
a
don't.
personal talk? That should be
Well,
a
she's saying
personal
it in a
talk.
chat, obviously she wants to know
Okay.
right now and she's fine.
Okay.
But obviously I think all of us are gonna say that's not the answer, and I don't want to say that, oh, you need to call us a suicide hotline, because that's what everyone's gonna jump to, but I'm not gonna say that to you. I think you just have a lot of questions, even though you're going through a lot of things. And you're probably the type of person that says, oh, it's always one thing after another. It's going to be that way if you keep believing that and if you keep acknowledging it in that way. So if you want to talk about like you've had many lives, there's a reason why you have many lives. It's because you haven't fulfilled and you haven't done everything that you're supposed to do. So that kind of goes all the way back to the beginning of when I first got on here, is that you want to identify who you really are and go with that. Because once you've done what you're supposed to do in this lifetime, or let's say you get it done in your next life, like that should be done for you. So in all the other lives that you lived, it probably wasn't being fulfilled. You're probably really confused. And you're confusing your spirit, because if your spirit is trying to tell you what you're meant to do and you just don't know how to acknowledge it and proceed with it without, let's say, pissing a lot of people off or whatever, you're going to make people mad. You're going to make people upset by doing what you want to do. But you have to take care of your spirit and you have to take care of yourself. So for you wanting to be with God, that tells me that you want answers, like you want help, and I'm not saying it like, oh girl, you need help. Like I'm not saying it that way. I'm saying it in a sense that you want to, or you must know more. Like you need someone to really back you up. And people in this lifetime aren't fulfilling that. So for you wanting to be with God, because with everybody, it's like God has all the answers. God's not gonna judge you. He's gonna take care of you. He's gonna make everything better. So you may not identify it in being that, but I think you just need someone to tell you that. And I hope, you're getting all the help and information that you need by listening to me and Ralph, and listening to everyone else in a chat box, that you're it starts somewhere. I'm not saying that it starts here, even though I like to think that I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's helping people. But I don't want you to feel like you need to give up when I don't see that in you. I don't see that happening to you. So maybe you just needed somebody to, maybe you just needed a little more. And, you know, there's a lot of us medicine people out there. I'm not the only one. So if you go to somebody, go get a second, third, and fourth opinion. You know, there's a lot of us that are here to help, and just hear us out and try it. Don't be afraid to try, because that's the only way you're going to know. Yeah, I can tell you your future, but you have to realize that it's going to take a lot out of me, and you're going to have to pay a price if you don't open yourself up and try it. So you must not be afraid to try whatever it is that you want to do. Just go for it.
Okay, Mike was on the line, but I guess he had to go or hung up. So, Mike, if you're still here, if you want to call.
I'm sorry, Mike. Back. I'll be quiet.
She's, what do you say?
Call back.
Had to go to the bathroom. Yeah, call back, brother. He had to go to the bathroom.
We can
Erica
hear you.
Has a question. Yeah. Shake it off, buddy. Sorry, new to the channel. No, that's cool, Erica. Thank you for joining. We appreciate you here, and I hope this information is not overwhelming. But I gladly
yeah, I know it can be.
Yeah,
that's what gladly the accept you here.
But she had a question. I'm trying to find it. I think she was asked.
Oh, I know, me too.
So Gabriel Fernandez is. I don't know who that is. So Gabriel Fernandez's mother. Was she taken over by demons or by demonic a demonic entity? Yeah. So I'm
Gabriel
I don't know who that
Fernandez.
Is,
so who is that?
I'm sorry.
Do I, yeah, I don't is know he is this person on Google?
Is this a famous person? I'm assuming.
Gabriel I don't. Fernandez. Yeah, I'm guessing.
I don't know who that is.
That What's up, that too? Is, you is getting a thing kicked too. Out? I don't know. No, look him up.
Sorry, Erica. Shell says, I see, she sees a violet and pink in her, I guess, her bubble. Is that a good or bad thing?
And yeah, that actually, that's actually, well, which one is it? It can't be two at the same time.
Is there one that you noticed the most?
I don't believe Shell? That. I don't believe she's violet, but I believe that she's probably pink, because my mom is like a fuchsia pink color. And that means that she's actually, you actually give a lot of care to people. Like you're very outgoing, and you can like take care of somebody. But that also means that you're an easy target. So, if I really wanted to hurt you, I could really, really hurt you, like easy. That's kind of like a bad thing. Being a pink color, you're very valuable in the spiritual world. So that makes you an easy target. Everybody would, let's say, would want to kill you for your strength and to extend their life. So you're kind of like, you're like bait in a way. So you have to take extra careful if you really seem pink. My orb, I'm purple. So I'm like I'm a violet color. And being violet is really rare, because there's just a lot to us in purple. Yeah.
I don't know any
blue,
other questions.
Like my pops, his orb is like an electric blue. And that's like a protector as well as like a gatherer. Very willing. You're very like persistent. you go the extra mile. You're not afraid. You accept things how they are.
Is there a black color? No. Right?
If you're,
I'm sorry to fuck up.
No. So Ralph, you would fall into that category like my dad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because you're like in the blue family.
I'm in the blue zone. That's awesome. I'm a part of the family. Yay.
I'm trying to read the comments.
Yeah.
Erica said he was a boy who was murdered.
Oh,
by
yeah,
his mother and stepfather. That could be anybody, though. See, I need to, for me to see, like, you need to show me a picture or give me an object of that person. That person will probably come to me and talk to me. But Rome says, I'm a bitch, I'm a lover, I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner, I'm a saint.
He's singing a song.
Yeah.
Fucking Rome.
Damn. Hey.
Hold on. What's going on there, Alpha Mike? Now you have the floor, brother.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Is everything okay on this end? First time on the mic.
First time on the mic with Mike.
Clear.
We're good.
Ah, sweet. Good. Cool. All right.
Hold on, buddy. Let me give you the. There you go.
We got
my Alpha Mike in the house. The Alpha Dog. Go ahead, bro.
All right. Let's see. First time being on a mic, I just got to say a quick shout out to the home family, EWG Squad. You know who you are. Not going to say everybody's name, so, you know, go with it. And then second of all, hi, Adriel. Sorry about that. Thanks, Ralph, for having me on. So I got a couple questions. Actually, earlier before the podcast, I actually decided to do my own kind of research actually on your reservation itself. And I find it quite interesting. Earlier you had talked about the fourth world, and I wanted to see if you could elaborate more on that, because you also talked about, sorry if I say it wrong, earlier it was the Masa. Yes. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I only read it brief earlier, so I apologize if I say anything wrong out of text. But I was definitely curious in that as why we are considered the fourth world, and in more detail, what are the first three all about? And then lastly, I was also curious, I was just reading a few moments ago about the lost white brother of the Hopi, because I do know, even though there is the Hopi tribe, there's like different beliefs, so to speak, or different factions of that. Is that correct or no?
Mm-hmm. Partially, yeah. Well, the first, second, and third world, we're in the fourth world right now. And the fourth world is actually considered the last world. So after this lifetime, there's going to be nothing. What happened in the first, second, and third world was things went really bad and really wrong, like how everything is happening now. So everyone got an accept, they got obsessed with money and drugs, alcohol, materialistic stuff, and just harming one another. So everything that's happening in this world has happened in those previous worlds, if not more. So that, again, back then, everything was a lot more sensitive. So prayers were being answered a lot more quickly, and that just resulted in people praying for violence. So you're talking having power over the weather to, you know, wipe out like a race, or, you know, like a lot of things were becoming scarce. So everyone left that world, and then they started kind of like a new world. So, but everything was a lot more simple as far as like things got, okay, people got possessed over things like crops and how many animals you own, because long time ago, there, we didn't have all the things that we have here. They weren't as advanced as how we are today. So in the previous world, it was over petty shit, like some things that homeless people would fight and kill each other over. So that was all those other previous worlds. When you talk about the white guy, I guess, I mean, I don't know what to call him, to be honest, but it is said in Hopi prophecy that a white man is supposed to come back to, I don't know if it's to Hopi or he represents the whole world, but the prophecy says that a white man is supposed to come and reteach cultures, reteach languages. So let's say if you're, you know, let's say you're a black dude from Brooklyn, New York, right? And if someone tries to educate this black person, like, yo, bro, you should really be in Africa. You should really be speaking your language and being in your tribe, being with a woman, having a family in your tribe, within your tribe. And you know what that black person is going to say? Oh, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Go back to Africa with that shit. It's like, that's what he's going to do. He's going to set basically reboot everyone and take all of us back to where we're supposed to be. And not have this crossover of ethnicities, because it is said also in Hopi prophecy that if you have a child with, let's say, like if you're white and you have a child with somebody that's black, so you'll have a mixed child, your child will actually be killed. So that's kind of what they're saying is going to happen. It's either... But they also say that the child follows the mother. So if the mother was from Africa, then there's going to be that separation between the husband and the wife and the child. So that's what this man, you know, whoever he is going to come and put us all back to. And he's going to reteach us how to grow crop, you know, how to fetch water, how to build houses and how to get rid of sicknesses. And it's just going to be this whole thing of us actually going back to where we come from. That's the prophecy of this white person that knows all the languages around the world. So I'm talking like, you know, there's a lot of Native American tribes. So there's he's going to be reteaching Hopi, reteaching Navajo, reteaching Zuni Pueblo, Acoma, and then you have, you know, like Italians, and then you have different villages in Italy that have their own dialects. He's going to reteach everything all over again. So that's the prophecy of this white guy.
Ah, that's really cool and interesting. So mm-hmm. So without showing any disrespect to your culture and stuff like that, how accurate today is the internet? Because from what I'm reading, the Bahana, the true Bahana, for what it says, is the lost white brother of the Hopi. Most versions have it that the Bahana or the elder brother left for the East at the time that the Hopi entered the fourth world and began their migrations. It says, however, the Hopi say that he will return again at his coming. The wicked will be destroyed and a new age of peace. the fifth world will be ushered into the new world, and it is said that he will bring with him a missing section of a sacred Hopi stone in the possession of the Fire Clan, which I thought was really interesting, and that he will come wearing red. Traditionally, apparently the Hopis are buried facing in the east, expectation of the Pahana who will come from that direction. Is that something that mm-hmm. is said?
Honestly, I don't know about the burial, because women in Hopi, that's how you say it, Hopi. a woman, you know, a female, we're not supposed to look upon a dead person. So mm-hmm. I don't know how they're buried. That's not for a woman to know. When I was talking about us being in different societies, there's a society where they're kind of like, they're the ones that bury the people. So that's probably for their knowledge and their knowledge only. So I wouldn't know nothing about that. That's not my place to ask. But let's see, what else did you mention? You said the Pahana, coming from the east. I know that because that's where the sun comes up. And when us Hopis, when we came into this fourth world, Masao was the one that was waiting for us, because this is actually Masao's world. So when we got here, we actually had to ask permission to Masao if we could reside here. And it took him weeks for him to give us a yes or a no. Because he already told us when we got here that we're gonna mess his world up. So he was telling us that if I let you guys live here, you guys have to respect, you know, all the plants and the trees that I planted. You go find your own place. Don't fight amongst each other. So there, he had a lot of rules when we got here, and it took him. On the wall, it says it took him like a couple years for him to go over these rules, and we broke all of those rules. So, yeah, like this is actually his world, Masao's world. If he's there, there are talks amongst the Hopi that believe that, you know, when people say like, oh my God, or oh, that's God, or, you know, when they talk about God in general, we, us Hopis, think that everybody somehow, some way, knowingly or unknowingly, believe that the God that they speak of is Masao. That's what us Hopis think. So if you're Catholic, if you're Christian, like, that's actually Masao. But, you know, everybody says around the world, they say, oh, there's many words for God. God has many names.
Okay, hold on, guys. I gotta stop you guys here, because we're going to have like 7 minutes left before the stream okay. ends. But I want to ask, maybe Mike might want to know too, but he wants to know a little more information about, I think, the dragon that you spoke of in one of your podcasts.
Is there any particular
question? Oh, the serpent, right? Mike, is that the one that you wanted to know about? Oh, the serpent? I think
the dragon would definitely be a totally different segment altogether.
That's a whole other thing.
Possibly same thing. Possibly the same with the serpent, since I just started to research more about that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to save this for another time? This cliffhanger? Is that cool with you, Adriel?
Hey, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's rest up. Any last minute questions you want to ask, Mike?
I would definitely love to continue this segment. If we want to confer this another segment, maybe on next Wednesday. I don't know if you want to tie it into this weekend, since you do your mixes on Fridays and Saturdays. Maybe even like a special podcast out of the week. I would definitely leave it up to the two of you guys.
Yeah, if it all depends on Adriel. Yeah, she's the guest whenever she wants to do it. All right. Okay. So whenever she's ready, we'll do that. Thanks, Lou Rock. I appreciate the support. We'll do that either, you know, next, we can do it on a Sunday special or next Wednesday, whichever day is good for you, Adriel.
Yeah.
Go get yourself some ice cream. You want some ice cream?
I know, dude. You keep fucking up my audio. Now yours. God. I'm out. We don't need this on here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's embarrassing me.
I think it's rather interesting to be more curious and find out, you know, answers to the questions that we have about the unknown and stuff like that that we don't get taught in our, you know, everyday education and stuff like that, especially about the old days and such. And then especially with your podcast on Spotify itself, like your, I think it was episode 33, the second episode into the Unknown series, which is really cool about the portals and such. Like, I definitely had like more questions about that.
Oh, yo, man. Like you said, you wanted to visit Arizona. Yo, I'll take you to where those portals were at. They're so close. And
oh, hell yeah.
You'll probably, like, feel it because I know you're a sensitive. I know you are because you ask questions in the DM that nobody would ask because they're afraid of it. But then again, you're kind of a dark person, so you're not afraid of any kind of information. But I think that you... I think you would sense it. And I think because me and you are kind of like a negative and a positive, I think now, okay, oh my God, I'm going to sound like some crazy fucking movie, but like, I don't want to say like a seance or anything like that, but it's like, I think a person like you and me, but whether it be me or somebody else, like, to open a portal or something like that. Like, I just want to tell you that and other people that are listening that you actually do have the abilities to do shit like that. So I think people need to acknowledge that and don't think or don't hesitate to question the abilities that you may that you think that you have and just be that. Like, don't so much as try it, but just be that. And I know you're going to do that, Mike. I know you are. I can see it. Oh my God. And I don't know. Like, I don't want you to go too crazy, man, because once you realize and you actually see your abilities happening, dude, I don't want to think about what you do with it. And I hope you think about it. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, it's kind of funny because honestly, earlier I'm hearing the conversations in the podcast and I'm like, hold up, like, wait a minute. I was like the number one person so excited for this podcast and I ended up being the bad guy in the end. Like, what just happened? Like, what kind of backflip is that? Oh, no.
if it came out like that, I'm sorry. It's just you made a perfect example. And I just, yeah, I used you for instance, and I'm sorry if it came out like that.
Oh, hey, if it's for the podcast, by all means, I don't mind. I was just, it was like so unexpected, like, whoa, wait a minute, rewind.
you're open with it, you know, because some people, they would just deny it and start talking their shit, but you actually stayed and you listened to it, and you heard me out on all... everything I had to say, many people don't. They run away from it. So I'm happy that you stayed and you allowed me to finish without cutting me off and bitching me out. And you admitted and you've said, even Ralph knew that you are pretty dark and you can get darker. And I think we all just need to realize what we are. And I feel like you realize it. You're just kind of like, not standoffish about it. I don't believe that you're a person that gets scared often, but like you're going to test it. So it's kind of like you're testing all of us in here as far as like, if anyone's going to say anything or.
Would you say it's kind of more of a question of whether I am choosing to accept it or not?
I think you accepted it because you want to. You want to do it. It's there's no question. Like you're the type of person that no one should question. I don't know you very well, but I know you in that way spiritually, that you are not the type of person to question and to keep questioning. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong sometimes too, but I feel that that's who your spirit is, and that's just who you are. That's why I gave the disclaimer that, yo, like, I feel like we would have disagreements, but I don't want to lose a friendship. But you're the type of person that would take it or leave it, and you're not going to give a fuck who I am and what my abilities are, because you're going to be fixated on yours. Would you hurt me? I don't think that you would. And I don't think that's ever going to happen. But I think your spirit Uh-oh. Is going to want to... Oh, no, we're running out of time, right?
Uh-oh. Yes, it's about to cut off. Okay, I just got the 2-minute mark, guys. All so right, cool, thank you cool, very much cool. for hanging out, guys. I appreciate your time, and we'll continue this next time. You guys can continue your conversation somewhere else. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and I greatly appreciate you guys. Take care.
Stay tuned.